Impact us, O Lord. Impartation upon our life today, mightily in the name of Jesus.
Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
May your words come to pass in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Put your hands together for you. You may be seated. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Can you turn to your neighbor and greet him or her? Welcome him or her to church. Hallelujah.
Neighbor, you're welcome.
Hallelujah.
To church. Amen.
Today is a wonderful day. Tell your neighbor.
Today is a wonderful day.
I can't hear you.
Today is a wonderful day.
Say today.
Today
I shall receive.
I shall receive
that which the Lord.
That which the Lord
has prepared for me.
Has prepared for me.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Quickly, without wasting our time, I would like us to hear what God has for us today. Are we ready?
Yes, sir.
If you are ready, wave your hands.
Hallelujah.
Wave your hands. The title of my message today, The Foundational Word of a Believer. What did I say?
The foundational word of a believer.
Foundational what?
Word of a believer.
Of a what?
Believer.
Of a believer.
Yes, sir.
Now, before we get to understand the foundational word of a believer, we have to understand the definition of foundation. What does foundation mean? Ask your neighbor, what does foundation mean?
What does foundation mean?
You see, without too much English, foundation is simply what sustains the building. Is that clear?
Yes, sir.
Is that not true?
Yes, sir.
When a building is to be erected, foundation is the key area that has to be considered. Whatever you want to build, no matter how good it is, standard it is, how nice it is, the foundation has to be what? Considered. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Let us read the book of Psalm, chapter 11, verse 3. The book of Psalms, chapter 11, verse what? Verse 3.
Verse 2 says,
Verse 3.
If the foundation be destroyed.
If the what?
Foundation.
The foundation be what?
Destroyed.
Be destroyed. Uh-huh.
What can the righteous do?
What can the righteous do? So the Bible is telling you, if anything happens to the foundation of even the righteous, what can he do? That means the Bible is telling you and I that once the foundation of even a righteous man, righteous woman is faulty, then your righteousness becomes a mockery. Are we together? Are we together? Are we together?
Yes, sir.
So therefore, that is what we call in the realm of the spirit, we call it prophetic virginity. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Now, every woman you see was once a virgin, right? Are we together? Every woman was once what? A virgin. If you are a woman here and you were not born a virgin, look, can I see your hand so that I will correct myself? Hallelujah. every woman was born what? A virgin. So, the same way, in the realm of the spirit, there's what we call prophetic what? Virginity. So it comes a time in the lady's life where her virginity will be what? Broken. The same way, every believer, there is a point in your life where the prophetic virginity within you will be broken. It doesn't happen 2 times. It doesn't happen 3 times. Take note. It doesn't happen 5 times. It happens only once. The same way when a woman loses her virginity, she has lost it, right? When it's broken, it's broken. You can't take it to a mechanic, to a doctor, for any repairs. You understand what I'm saying? Once it's broken, it is. So the same way, every believer has what we call what? Prophetic what? Virginity. So it can only be broken once. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Now somebody will ask me, what is prophetic what? Virginity. Prophetic virginity is the very first word. Very first word, first instruction, first command that has ever come to you from God. Are you getting what I'm saying? I believe you are together with me here. Are we together? Prophetic virginity is what? Is the very first word you have ever received from who? From either God, or God sent an angel, or God sent a man. Are we together? Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Now that very word that breaks your prophetic virginity is the foundation of your entire Christianity. Your whole Christian life is depending on that foundation. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
So the word becomes what? The foundation you build upon. Are we together? So for example, you look at a man called Jeremiah, right? The Bible said, God said to him, I have ordained you from your mother's womb as a what? As a prophet, right?
Sir.
Are we together?
Yes,
as a what?
Prophet.
As a prophet. Prophet unto what? Unto village? Unto city?
No.
Unto a nation?
No.
Unto nations. So in case Jeremiah thinks his ministry is in a village, God is saying, I've ordained you not for a city, not for a village, but to nations. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Now, if there happens to be any time in Jeremiah's life where he forgot that foundational word, there will be a lot of problem in his ministry. Am I talking to somebody right here?
Yes, sir.
Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Now, there is a Bible passage where God said, my people are destroyed because they lack what? Knowledge. Not because they lack me. They already have me. But what is destroying them is the knowledge that they don't have. So that tells you, after having God, there is still something you need to have again. What you need to have is the knowledge of who? Of God. God is not his knowledge. And his knowledge is not God. Am I talking to somebody?
Yes, sir.
After you have God, which is the number one priority, number one target, after you have God, the next plan is to have His word, knowledge. If you don't do that, you will notice that you have God and still you will perish.
Yes, sir.
Are we together?
Yes, sir.
God can be seated, can be sleeping in your boat, and you will perish.
Yes, sir.
Simply because you have Him, but you don't have what? Knowledge. Now, for example, when you see Jesus in the boat sleeping, my concern was, how comes all the noise of the storm, all the noise of the wind, was not able to wake Jesus up from his sleep? What woke him up from the sleep was Peter. Meaning, according to Jesus, Peter was more disturbing than the wind. Peter was making more noise than the what? Than the wind. Peter was a bigger problem than the wind. If the first problem could not wake Jesus, that means the second problem is more bigger. Are you getting what
yes,
I'm saying?
Sir.
So you notice, immediately Jesus woke up from the sleep, he asked a question. He said, where is your what? Did he say, where is Jesus? That means you already have me, Jesus. But there is another thing I'm looking for. Where is your word? Faith. That means Jesus was encouraging them to have something else apart from him. You already have me, but where is your word? Faith. Where did you keep it? Don't think you have me and then you still have faith. Don't think when you have me, you still have knowledge. Because I will have to ask you at a certain time of your life, where is your word? Ask your neighbor, where is your faith?
Where is your faith?
In other words, where is your knowledge? Are we together? Are we together? So as human beings, let me give you an example. As human beings, we have been structured exactly prophetically to align with God's word. What do I mean by that? A human being has foundation and building. Now, your bones are your foundation. Get me clear. Your bones, your skeleton is your what? Is your foundation. Your flesh is the building on the what? On the foundation, which is the bones.
Yes, sir.
Now, it doesn't work otherwise. It is not the flesh first before the bones. It has to be the bones before what? Flesh. The flesh.
Yes, sir.
So, when you die, the building has to die also, has to be destroyed, and leave behind the foundation.
Yes, sir.
Are you getting what?
Yes, sir.
So when a person dies, the first thing that starts decaying, the first thing that starts getting destroyed is the building and not the what?
The foundation. Yes, sir.
Are we together?
Yes, sir.
So right now you are seated right there on your seat, not because of your flesh, but simply because of your foundation. If your spinal cord is just tampered with a little, you will know that your flesh, which is the building, is nothing.
Yes, sir.
You still have your weight. You still have your beauty. Yet you need somebody else to carry you.
Yes, sir.
Why? Because the most important part of you has been tampered with. When your bones are broken, according to God, it is not your bones, it is the foundation that has been tampered with. And so therefore, the building cannot stand without the foundation.
Yes, sir.
Am I talking to somebody today?
Yes, sir.
Are you getting what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So now, the Bible said, God tampered, God himself tampered with the foundation of Adam. He took from his rib. He subtracted the bone. So by taking out the bone, he's already a prophecy that you can't stand.
Yes, sir.
So the falling of Adam started by the tampering of the foundation. You have to notice that anything God does is prophetic. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
When he tampered with the bone, he's already giving a prophetic sign that you will soon fall. Am I communicating to somebody?
Yes, sir.
Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Now, there was a foundational word God gave Adam when he placed him in the garden. What was the foundational word? The foundational word was, you can eat from every other tree. So don't be carried away when you see God coming down every evening to fellowship with Adam. There was a foundational word he received. That was his prophetic virginity that was broken. The foundational word was, eat every tree except this one. So God is saying, no matter how close we are with you, no matter how tight, how bonded we are with you, the day you break the foundational word is the day I have to chase you out of my garden. Forget about what we share together, but once you break that foundational word, you have already destroyed the foundation of our relationship. Are we together? Are we together?
Yes, sir.
So God said to him, eat from every other tree except this particular tree. Are we together? Now, after God said to him, guess what Adam did? Adam went and met his wife Eve and told her something different. He twisted what God said. Do you know what he told her? He said, God said, you know, you were not there when God gave me the instruction. When Adam looked at Eve, he noticed that, Kai, this woman, she is not that strong the way I am. So how can I tell her she shouldn't eat from the tree? Let me look for wisdom of how to say it. Then he said to her, God said, we shouldn't even touch it. Are we together? Because he knows there is something within a woman that would like to investigate. You know, hallelujah. There is a reason why the serpent has to come and meet Eve first, not Adam. There is something within a woman. When a woman wants to destroy you, she will do it. She will destroy you.
Yes, sir.
Are we together?
Yes, sir.
That's why you see, it's not wizard and witches. It is witches and what?
Wizard.
That means in the rank of the spirit, witches, women witches are so powerful.
Yes, sir.
The wizard are still younger. They are younger ones.
Oh, yes.
Are we together?
Yes, sir.
So everything, in the graph of life, we have man, woman, husband, wife. Why is it that it comes to witches and wizards? Are we together?
Yes, sir.
So when the devil looked at the garden, what made him to be attracted to Eve? He must have seen something within Eve that he can use. Am I talking to somebody right here?
Yes, sir.
He knows if I tried through Adam, I may not succeed. Number one, he knew and recognized that a woman loves to talk.
Yes, sir.
So he came and started conversation.
Yes, sir.
That's one thing he noticed about a woman. That if I can get this woman, the first thing I have to do is to start a conversation. A woman doesn't like being quiet. If you see any woman that is quiet, she's not in a place she likes. If she's in a place she's welcome, she will talk. Oh. She will talk till you say, keep quiet. Am I talking to somebody right here?
Yes, sir.
So the devil noticed, if I talk to Adam, he will get my, we'll have problem in this mission. So let me go to the woman first and engage in an what? Conversation with her. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
So the woman, when the devil came, he said to her, did God say to you, you shouldn't eat? Then the woman said, the Lord said we should eat from every tree in the garden, but this tree of knowledge we shouldn't touch.
Yes, sir.
And we shouldn't eat. That means she had spices to what God said. That's to tell you, a woman doesn't talk once. She add to what you have already said. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
The conversation was so sweet for her that she has to add some words. So by then, Adam made a mistake, because when he told her not to touch and not to eat, the day Eve tried to touch it and she noticed she did, nothing happened to her. Yeah? If I can touch it, nothing happened. That means I can eat it. Am I communicating?
Yes, sir.
So the Bible said, as they engage in conversation, before you know it, she began to tell the serpent exactly where the tree is. The serpent didn't even know where the tree is. He said, did God say you shouldn't eat from every tree? That was a question. And guess what? The woman took his question, worked on his question, and gave him full details, full document. She told him, we can eat from everyone, but you see that one, that specific one, God said we shouldn't eat. And already the devil has gotten her. Through what? Conversation. He knows that if I can get the woman in this conversation, she will tell me everything that was said to her.
Oh, yes.
Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Are we together?
Yes, sir.
A woman is so powerful to a point whereby even God, when he wanted to come on earth, he has to visit a woman and ask for her permission. Hallelujah. God had to visit Eve and said to her, okay, just look at my mission, no woman. Can I come? He had to wait till Eve said, let it be done as you said. When she said that, she has already given him an approval. She didn't say, let it be done, God will have walked out of that place and begin to look for another virgin again.
Yes, sir.
But the prophetic word that came to her, as she said, let it be done, as you said, automatically, it broke her virginity. She conceived of the word that came to her immediately. Am I talking to somebody right here?
Yes, sir.
Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Are we together?
Yes, sir.
So God, with his power, with his dominion, had to seek for a woman, because he knows the license for anyone to exist on earth is through what? A woman. He knows I can bypass the man. He knows I can bypass Joseph. But the woman, I can't bypass her. It's not possible. I need a womb. I need a womb, and the man doesn't have it. I must go for the one who has it. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Are we together?
Yes, sir.
So now, what am I trying to say? When Adam and Eve failed to obey the very foundational word that started their relationship with God, the first instruction God ever gave them, immediately they disobeyed. That led to their departure from the garden. Struggle began.
Oh, yes.
Sweat began. Hardship began. Ask your neighbor, what was the foundational word God gave you?
What was the foundational word God gave you?
Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Do you know that the foundational word that, you know, many of us thought that it is actually Delilah that brought down Samson. That's not true. Delilah was just an instrument that was used to bring down Samson. She wasn't the one that brought him down. What brought Samson down was that the foundational word that was given to him was tampered with.
Yes, sir.
There was an instruction that was given to him. The instruction was never to eat anything unclean. So it wasn't even his hair that led to his destruction.
Yes, sir.
It was him. The Bible said when he killed the lion, he went back and saw honey in the lion carcass. And the Bible said he dipped his hand, fished from the honey, and put it in his mouth. And automatically he has already broken that foundational word that God gave him, not to eat anything unclean, from your parents to you. Automatically, the devil has gotten hold of him, and that led to his destruction. Am I talking to somebody right here?
Yes, sir.
Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Are we together?
Yes, sir.
So when you are asked what brought down Samson, you are only talking about the branches. Delilah is the branches. It's one of the branch that led to his destruction. But the very root cause of his destruction was the disobedience of that foundational word. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Some of you, your parents had something from God. But can they be so wise enough to tell you when you grow? Am I communicating? Can they be so honest to tell you? That's the foundational word. Sir, stand up. Before his wife gave birth, God revealed to me something about his child. And I have to tell him that this is what the devil wants to do. The devil wanted to kill the child. And without him knowing, I fasted and prayed. I didn't even talk to him. On my own, I fasted and prayed. So when the time of the delivery, I said, when the time of the delivery has come, let me know. Because it's a spiritual battle. So when the child is born, the Lord said to me, give the child a name. I gave the child a name. Give a child a name. Now, if the parents forget this encounter and fail to tell the child when he grows, the child may enter into some serious trouble. See that? Serious trouble in the future because of that foundational word before he was born. Why did God give me a name? That's a question. Why did God have to give me a name? Apart from the name the parents give me, why does he have to give me a name? There must be a reason. And failure to know that will lead to him having troubles in the future.
Yes, sir.
You think God has forsaken him, not knowing that God had an intention that he's expecting him to know. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Finally, the Bible said something. He said, in the book of Revelation, he said, go back to your first what? Love. How many of you have ever read that? He said what? Go back to your what? First love. Go back to your what?
First love.
When you hear God saying go back to your first love, he is not saying go back to your lover. Ah, you are not getting me.
Yes,
he's
sir.
Not saying go back to your lover. When he's speaking to the church in the book of Revelation, he's not saying go back to your lover. He's saying go back to your first love. In other words, go back to the very first word I gave you.
Yes, sir.
The very first word, the very first mission, the very first assignment I gave to you, go back to it. Some of you are doing other things today and you have forgotten the very foundational word.
Yes, sir.
That you receive from God. You are doing other things. You are doing what?
Other things.
Are you getting me?
Yes, sir.
Are you getting me?
Yes, sir.
Are you getting me?
Yes, sir.
If your foundational word is to be in a hospital and take care of the sick, the day you choose to drop that mantle and you pick a microphone and begin to preach on the altar, you have already violated the what? The foundational word. Because the Lord did not call you to be a pastor. He called you to pastor, but not in the church. You pastor in the hospital.
Yes, sir.
That is your foundational word. Word. So, the day you became born again, what led you to that? Because nobody can just wake up one morning and say, I want to follow God. It's a lie, sir. It's a lie. Every one of you that are here, you are not coming here by chance. If you think it's by chance, you are not coming here by chance. There must be something that will motivate you or will lead you to come. Without that thing, you can't even think about coming. So nothing happened just like that. So the day you got born again, what led you to accepting Jesus? What did he tell you? God must have spoken to your heart. He must have told you something. When Saul stood up from the ground, God spoke to Ananias. He said, I want to use him as an instrument to the Gentiles. That's his prophetic word.
Yes, sir.
In case he wants to go to other people, that's his, to other generation, other tribe, other cities, that's his prophetic word, foundational word. I want to use him in the aspect of what? The Gentiles. The Gentiles. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Are we together?
Yes, sir.
So make a decision today. Tell your neighbor, go back to your first love. Go back to your first love.
Go back to your first love.
Why are you saying I cannot pray now? I cannot read my Bible now. When I try to do it, I feel sleepy. This and that. Why not remember what was the foundational word you missed? What was the foundational word you missed? God never called John the Baptist to be a marriage counselor. God called him only to prepare the way of Jesus. That's his foundational word. And guess what? The man went to the palace and began to counsel about marriage. He went to the king and began to tell him, what you are doing is not good, though. This and that. That led to his head to be cut off. A small girl danced and somebody's head was cut off. When you miss your prophetic word, anything can kill you. A slap can send you to your grave. Simple slap. Is that clear?
Yes,
is that clear?
Yes, sir.
Is that clear?
Yes, sir.
Stand on your feet.
Wherever you are, say, oh Lord, oh Lord. Oh Lord, help me to know the foundational word I have. So many of you, if you can sit down with your parents, sit down with people that brought you up, they will tell you a foundational word you never knew about your life. What led to your conception? What led to your delivery? How were you delivered? Am I talking to somebody right here?
Yes, sir.
Don't be surprised. Your parents will tell you, I suffered before I gave birth to you. I have to go and meet a so-so person somewhere. He gave me charm. He gave me this. He gave me that. That led to your conception. And now you are suffering because you don't know that information. People don't just come to the world just like that by chance. It's not possible. Are we together? Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Huh? Ask my mom, she will tell you. She didn't plan to give birth to me. She was, according to them, they are done giving birth. Done giving birth. Did all the family planning, everything. When God wants to send someone, that family cannot do anything, though.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Cannot do anything. Just like that, she's walking. A wind came and blew her. Bah! On the ground. Fell down. She began to have a dizziness. Stood up again. Bah! On the ground again. That's the end of family planning. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Are we together?
Yes, sir.
You are doing your own. God is doing his
own.
When you say it is over, God is starting.
Yes, sir.
That is it. You are going to pray.
Prayer.
You are going to ask the Lord.
Oh, yes.
Oh, Lord. Amen. Some of you knew it, but you have forgotten.
Yes, sir.
What was the first word God gave you? Say, oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord.
Help me.
To remember
my foundational word. Open your mouth and begin to pray.
Lord, help me to remember my first word. Help me, Lord, to remember my prophetic word, my foundation, my source, my prophetic virginity.
Help me to remember. Oh, Lord Jesus.
Lord, what is my first virginity? Remind for me in the name of Jesus.
Help me to remember.
Reveal it to me in the name
of
Jesus. Reveal it to me, my first way, my foundational way. Shabali katabalanda likaba. My foundational weight, oh Lord. My source. Sakalabali kataba randali kataba. Lord, lead me. Shandali bali kataba likata. My prophetic virginity, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Shandali
kataba lende.
Oh Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Help me, Lord Jesus.
Shakatabalende kabara. Reveal it to me, oh Lord.
Reveal
it to me, Lord. My first weight. My first word in the name of Jesus. Shabali katawarandali katawali abali azakata. My first word, oh Lord, my prophetic virginity in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Be revealed to me in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Shakalabale de
kabasekeya.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Today, God will reconcile you back.
Amen.
I say, God will reconcile you back.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You may be seated. Put your hands together for Jesus. Can I pray for you? Raise your two hands. Lift up your two hands. Raise your two hands. Can I pray for you?
Yes, sir.
God has a program for you. Okay?
Yes, sir.
God has a what?
Program
for you.
Yes, sir.
Can you see this man? This man in the realm of the spirit, I am seeing him. Actually, your mom, your mother made a covenant with the Lord.
Yes, sir.
Are you getting what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
She made a covenant with the Lord before you were born. Okay?
Where is your mom?
She's at village, sir.
She is what?
At village, sir.
At village.
Yes, sir.
She made a covenant with the Lord before she gave birth to him. And the covenant was, I don't know. I see it's like a drama in the realm of the spirit. Before she gave birth to you, I see in the name of the spirit, she... Somebody shout fire.
Fire.
Somebody shout fire.
Fire.
She took sand. Are you getting me? She took sand in her hand. And then she said, oh Lord, as people are suffering on earth, I don't want my child to suffer. Are you getting what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
I'm telling you what is helping you now. Because I'm giving you this prophecy because of what she said. She said, I don't want my child to suffer. As everyone is going to step on this earth, anyone that tries to destroy my child, let the God of this earth fight him. Then she threw the sand on the ground. Sir, that is what has been stopping you. You escape accidents. Okay? You will have died through accident. But because of what she said, it's keeping you. Now, secondly, I see conspiracy against you. Are you getting me?
Yes, sir.
A serious conspiracy against you, and that word is still protecting you. Are you getting me?
Yes, sir.
Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
I see someone standing and holding a gun with a uniform like a police. Huh?
Yes, sir.
With a uniform like a police. Who is that?
Go deeper, daddy.
My brother, sir.
Yeah?
My brother, sir.
You are what?
My brother.
You say what?
His brother.
Your brother is what?
His policeman, sir.
He's a police
man.
Put your hands together for Jesus. You need to pray for that person very well, because that one is the one that will have serious problem. Okay? Serious problem. But today, God will deliver the whole family.
Amen. Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Again, promotion is coming to you. What do you do?
I'm a policeman, sir.
You are what?
Policeman, sir.
You are a policeman?
Yes, sir.
I see a policeman. Automatically, it's your brother you remember.
Prophetic official.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Actually, I didn't see the face of the person. I just see somebody on a uniform holding a gun and with a police uniform. The face is blur. Are you getting what I'm saying? And I see challenges. Are you getting what I'm saying? Okay. Repeat after me. Say, Lord.
Oh, no.
Fight for me.
Fight for me.
In Jesus' name. Amen. As I lay hands on you, things will start changing.
Amen.
I said things will start what?
Amen.
Things will start changing. Promotion. I said promotion is coming to you. Promotion. Increase is coming to you. Are you getting me? Thank you, Lord. Jesus. Receive it. Let it be done. In Jesus. Put your hands together for Jesus. Stand up. Pray against accident. The devil wanted to kill you through accident.
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
I see accident that took place not long ago. Huh?
Yes, sir.
Did you engage in an accident?
Partially.
Partially?
It was Keke Napep. I was driving.
You were driving?
Yes,
then Keke Napep what?
Scratch my car.
Repeat after me. Say, no accident will take place.
No accident will take place.
I will not be consumed.
I will not be consumed.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Jesus' name. It is done. Son of. Raise your two hands. I see the Lord visiting you. There is something that happened, but I don't know. I see you like in a secondary school. I get what I'm saying. But even in your secondary school, it's like I see the passion that you have for God.
Yes, sir.
I get what I'm saying.
Yes, sir.
And I don't know, but I see Delta.
Yes, sir.
Delta.
That was my secondary school, sir.
You studied at where?
Delta.
At Delta. Okay, now I see the passion you had in the things of God.
Yes,
and then I see the Lord saying to me that I am going to set aside this one as a vessel to be used in the kingdom of God. Are you getting what I'm saying? So now what I want to do to you now is, you have been yearning and asking the Lord to fill you up with His grace.
Yes, sir.
Are you getting me?
Yes, sir.
Not to be used only, but you want to know Him more.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
This is the passion you have in your heart. Is it true?
100%.
Love for Jesus. You want to know Him
more. Now, it's not about you being used now.
Yes, sir.
Are you getting what I'm saying? It's not about you being used. It is you wanting to know Him more.
100%, sir.
Okay?
Yes, sir.
So right there, I see an angel visiting you right there when you were in secondary school. And the Lord said, I should lay hands on you. Let your heart desires come to fulfillment.
Amen.
As you said that, amen, receive it also.
Amen.
Take it in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Can I pray for you? Can I prophesy? Can I decree?